Top moments of the week.
Yes. The week that was on the thing. It's been a weird week. Super Bowl Monday, which is International Zach Jackson Day. I was not here. I haven't worked that day, Belle, in at least a decade.
Really?
Yes. It's International Zach Jackson Day.
Oh, okay. I learned something today.
Not currently recognized by the government or any other website or officiating body but me.
Okay.
We recognize it here.
As we should.
Because people ask me, they said, do you get Monday off? I was like, well, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Zach's not there.
That's right. And I will never. I'm going to tell you right now, Monday after Super Bowl next year, won't be here. Monday after Super Bowl 2030, I still won't be here. Because even if I've been fired at that point, I won't be here.
Won't be here.
So I can promise you that. And then we were here for a couple days. And then Monica's been in New York City today. So we've kind of been all over the place this week. And not only have we been here in the studio, we apparently have been inside Antoine's shower in the top moments. As we count them down.
You're welcome.
Belle.
Okay.
Antoine is a big fan of The Lion King.
Okay.
Best movie of all time.
Totally overrated, but that's for a totally different discussion. We learn to the point that there is something that he does about The Lion King when he is showering.
I'm a little concerned.
Here we go.
I'm not gonna lie.
Do you know I sometimes play this song when I'm in the shower? Fun fact.
Let's just call it fact. How about that?
Okay. Do you hold your soap up and go, oh, yeah.
I'll lift my body wash up.
He lifts other things up. He's like,
hey,
you're the one doing it. Way to take it there, mister.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
It's a circle of life, Zach.
I really went to a dark place right there and pictured you singing this song in the shower.
I am singing it. If it's playing, I'm singing the song.
Oh my gosh.
I don't see what's so weird about that.
I think it's great that there's people who love you and you need to hold on to that. Okay? Because they have embraced you for who you are and you need to be okay with that.
Yes.
Wow. Just impressive.
Stop judging. I'm sure you did something worse.
Is it better? Do you need to be sort of covered in lather to really be able to get the full effect of all this? Because I feel like you do. Like, I feel like the body wash needs to have been applied and you are just.
Yeah, so it has to be the second song in my shower playlist.
What's song one?
I don't know. Just anything. But I need this to happen in the middle of the shower when I'm like really in the shower.
Ah, so you don't get started with this, but it comes on and you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Let me get those armpits.
Circle of life.
Is that weird? I don't think it's weird.
I'm really surprised, actually.
Is it weird? Yes. I present myself to thee. That's really what he's saying. But adorable. Again, I'm just glad there's people who love you. Man. And also, because you should be glad that you have what you have in life, Antoine. You are blessed because you're abusing the Lord's power. That's here in the top moments as well.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
He is. He is taking up the Lord's valuable time with prayers to hurt other people's feelings.
I realized on Sunday, people in the world are praying for health. Poverty-stricken people are praying to get out of their circumstance.
Like food, you know, that kind of thing.
And on Sunday, I am praying loud, looking up to the heavens for the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl because one of my best friends is a San Francisco 49ers fan.
Oh, so out of spite. So mean.
Thank you, God.
Poor Greg.
He was listening.
Yeah, poor Greg. I know. Who was listening? Greg was listening, too, because he heard.
Because he sent me a message. But God was listening, and that's really the only person that needs to listen.
Shameful. It's not like you're friends with Andy Reid or something like that. Like, you just had to hurt Greg's feelings. And again, Greg, I put it out there. If you need new friends.
How is you and Greg's friendship right now?
It's really good. He knows the kind of friend I am.
Yeah, a bad one.
Yeah, the kind that sings Lion King in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
And
I don't know what to say. I have no
wishes with the Lord that his feelings get hurt. I mean, that he does not. Greg, you do not have Greg's back. Not at all.
Not when it comes to football. But outside of that, I love Greg.
What's more important than football in life? Nothing.
Fair point.
Shout out to my kids if they're listening. Final top moment of the week. Monica Brooks is not here, but the memory always lingers, much like a cloud of gas, I believe.
Mm-mm-mm.
Monica has beliefs about her ice cream. Belle, have you ever heard her theories about ice cream?
I have not. No.
Monica likes a good hard ice cream. Okay. She does not like soft ice cream.
Not at all.
And she does believe in particular that the hot fart gas of other individuals will melt her ice cream. So that's why she must eat it in private.
If you eat an ice cream and someone farts, then your ice cream will melt faster. And so I can't eat around people.
I don't want to talk to her anymore.
No, I do. It's so much fun.
It does. Let somebody fart while you're eating ice cream cone. Watch your ice cream just melt away.
Yeah, Antoine.
Are they farting into my, holding my ice?
No, just around you. They're particles. And then you just ate 2 calories of fart. See, disgusting.
So, Antoine,
gross.
Just remember that the next time you go to Dairy Queen, you're like, excuse me, does anyone have gas? Could you please?
Stay away from my blizzard.
Yeah. It's only the highest brow stuff around here.
It makes no sense, but she believes it.
She does. And she says, well, you just sit there and you can watch your ice cream melt. And I would say, well, you could just sit there and watch your ice cream melt no matter what. Because that's what ice cream does.
Exactly. That's how it works.
But yeah, something about the hot gas that's flying through the air.
The fart particles.
Mm-hmm.
It attacks your ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
Like I said, this is the classiest of programs here on the K92 Morning Thing.
My tea.
We do. Yes, pinkies up, Antoine. Pinkies up. Coming up next, the Queen. The Queen will join us live from Buckingham Palace to weigh in on everything.